Lenskart's Piyush Bansal eyes pre-IPO deal to raise stake. Zepto to raise $500 million at a $7 billion valuation. India is Cisco's global bet, says CEO Chuck Robbins. Lending fintech Credit B's profit jumps 66% to 473 crore rupees in FY25.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Let's start with Lenskart, and this one's about Piyush Bansal putting his money where his eyes are, or well, his company is. So Lenskart's co-founder and CEO Piyush Bansal is reportedly in talks with his own investors like SoftBank, Chirate and the usual big names to buy shares in the company and increase his stake. So now here's the twist. He's planning to do it at a valuation of just $1 billion. That's a tenth of what Lenskart is targeting for its upcoming IPO. Yes, one-tenth, that's right. Talk about a steep discount, right? Bansal is said to be borrowing around 200 crore rupees to fund the deal. If it goes through, it'll effectively reset Lenskart's valuation to 2019 levels, way down from the $5 billion mark it hit just last year. Now, you might ask, why would the CEO want to buy in now? So the reason is simple: to get more skin in the game. So Bansal currently owns around 4% of Lenskart, and this deal would bump his stake up to 6%. And remember, he also has access to the company's ESOP pool, which adds up to about 19% of the cap table, and that will eventually be distributed among employees and top brass. But make no mistake, this isn't just a vanity move. With a $1 billion IPO in sight later this year, Bansal may be setting himself up for a long-term win at a value price. All right, now from glasses to groceries. India's 10-minute grocery race is heating up and Zepto is back at the checkout counter with a $7 billion valuation. Yes, the Mumbai-based quick commerce startup is raising about $450 to $500 million in fresh funding. Now, leading the pack, we hear that General Catalyst and Avenir, and we also hear a few public market savvy investors might join before the round wraps up. And that's a 40% jump in valuation from its $5 billion tag last year, which is a sharp leap in a sector where competition is literally running on stopwatch mode. Now, while Zepto's fundraising cart is full, the Indian ownership slice is slimming down. If we look at it, secondary deals had pushed Indian ownership to about 40%. Well, thanks to firms like Motilal Oswal and Claypond Capital. But with this fresh round, it might further dip to around 35% as more global capital is coming in. And Zepto says it's still on track to cross 50% Indian ownership before IPO, part of its plan to localize before listing. Meanwhile, rivals aren't sitting still. Blinkit and Instamart are ramping up loyalty programs and logistics. In fact, BigBasket and Flipkart Minutes are expanding their shelves, not just groceries anymore, but also appliances and more. So yeah, Zepto's got more money now, but also more battles to fight in every crowded aisle out there. All right, next up, we'll talk about fintech, and this bee is buzzing with profits. So we're talking about lending fintech Credit B, which is Bengaluru based. They've posted a 66% jump in net profit, clocking around 473 crore rupees in FY25, which is up from around 285 crore rupees last year. And that's not all. Revenues also rose by around 40%, hitting rupees 2,712 crore rupees. That puts Credit B among the most profitable fintechs in the country right now. Just a little bit of a background here. Founded in 2018 by Madhusudan Ekambaram, Vivek Veda and Karthikeyan Krishnaswamy, the company has disbursed over 25,000 crore rupees in loans this financial year, and its assets under management have crossed 10,000 crore rupees. Impressively, all this happened while other players, especially small finance banks and microfinance institutions, struggled with NPAs or non-performing assets and profit erosion. And the company's credit ratings, if we see, have been upgraded to A by agencies like CRISIL and CARE, and that's a signal of a good performance. Now, a quick refresher, CreditBee has raised close to $400 million so far, including $100 million in Series D last year, led by Advent International, and it was last valued at around $700 million. In a time when the RBI has tightened its grip on unsecured lending, CreditBee's focus on personal loans up to rupees 5 lakh seems to have worked well for them, and its AUM has grown around 5 times in 3 years with a 72% CAGR. That's not just sustainable growth, looks like it's very rare in this lending climate. Alright, finally, from Indian fintech to global tech, Cisco CEO Chuck Robbins is in India and he's calling it one of the companies biggest growth opportunities in the world. So Robbins is currently touring India and met officials and partners in Mumbai. He called India a viable place to export from. So especially after the company's hardware manufacturing hub launched in Chennai last year. So Cisco's been in India for over 3 decades with offices in across 7 cities. But this latest push definitely signals a deeper bet on local manufacturing and global exports from here. Robbins also praised the Indian government's support for licensing and strategic partnership and said he expects a massive growth here over the next 5 to 10 years, potentially more than anywhere else in the world. And when asked about global trade tensions and Trump-era tariffs, Robbins said Cisco is watching very closely and staying in touch with the White House. But until there's more clarity, it's hard to tweak global supply chains. So India could be key to Cisco's de-risking strategy and also to tap into a fast-growing digitizing market. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the tech and startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thanks a lot, listeners. Tune into Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast from. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilipkumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.